This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. A coalition of feminist and LGBTQ plus activist groups have struck a deal with the city of Chicago to march on the eve of the Democratic National Convention. The route will go down Michigan Avenue downtown, miles from the convention site at the United Center. The ACLU, which represents the activist groups, says the march on Sunday, August 18th, will go by venues popular with out-of-towners and hotels where DNC delegates and national media are staying. A separate group of activists are still suing the city, trying to get a route closer to the convention. The man accused of gunning down seven people at the Highland Park 4th of July parade 2 years ago rejected a plea during a court hearing Wednesday. My colleague, Michael Puente, reports all indications were that the 23-year-old Robert Cremo III was going to plead guilty to seven counts of murder and 48 counts of aggravated battery with a firearm. He'd spend the rest of his life in prison. But when asked by the judge if the agreement is what he wanted, he turned his head to look at his family and others and said no. Leah Sundheim, whose mother Jackie was killed in the attack, was hoping to have some closure.
He is evil and manipulative and brought us here today probably knowing what he was going to do.
Cremo is scheduled to stand trial in February. A book release this year is a resource to help teachers create inclusive classrooms. Vanessa Ford is a former educator and parent of a trans child, and she co-wrote the Advocate Educator's Handbook, Creating Schools Where Transgender and Non-Binary Students Thrive. Ford told WBEZ's Reset as legislation limiting youth access to gender-affirming care is pushed nationwide, it's important for teachers to identify their risk in defending their students.
Do you have a family that you need to take care of? Are you on your own? Do you have additional supports? Do you have a union support? Do you have the support of your administrator? What is the community like? And what are you going to need to do to be able to best support that student and understand the risk?
Ford says assessing one's risk can help teachers create a game plan for responding to anti-trans policies and rhetoric in sustainable ways. Defense attorneys for four former ComEd lobbyists and executives say a Supreme Court decision could win their clients a new trial. A jury convicted the lobbyists and executives last year of bribing ex-Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan, but the High Court Wednesday narrowed the bribery law used in part to win those convictions. Prosecutors used that same law to charge Madigan, who is scheduled to go on trial in October. Federal prosecutors did not comment. And the Chicago Sky faced the Las Vegas Aces at home Thursday night. The matchup follows the Sky's one-point win over the Indiana Fever Sunday. It was the most-watched WNBA game in 23 years, averaging over 2 million viewers on ESPN. Sky coach Teresa Weatherspoon says it's big to have all that attention on women's basketball.
It's always good to have eyes upon you. You know you're growing, to have people to finally recognize your gift, your talent, and they want to be a part of it. It's always a good thing, so it's precious to be a part of something like that.
The 8-6 Aces are the league's two-time defending champions, and Weatherspoon says the contest will be a measuring stick for the 6-9 Sky. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Thursday. Weather for today, mostly cloudy, some rain showers, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing late, low near 63. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-70s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.